Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is the 12th day of, of April 2023. Welcome to the next broadcast. We're so glad you're with us. And I do mean that. Before I forget, we'll be in office tomorrow. Of course, it's tomorrow being Thursday. Be in office all day tomorrow, Lord willing, to take your phone calls, talk to your wife if you want to talk a while. Share information with you, whatever you want to do. And Crystal will be back tomorrow. Some of y'all have been asking about her, and I know you really care for the lady. She's been with me a lot of years now. They finally got some help with the daddy. She'll be back tomorrow to help me get things caught up in the office. So if you want to call and talk to Crystal and give her a hard time, you feel free to do so. She'll be tickled to hear from you. And don't forget this, coming Saturday, Lord willing, we're going to have Bible study and starting at 10:30 a.m. Eastern. I hope you can join us. I truly do. Hope you come on aboard with us by going to PastorButch.com and go and clicking on live stream, and you'll find us there. 10:30, first half hour is prayer requests and praise reports. You can call in once to each segment. 11:30, we do Christian Worldview News. And 1 o'clock, we do a Bible study. I hope you join us. I truly mean that with all my heart. And if you don't have a computer, you can listen on the phone at 339-209-5013. 339-209-5013 if you'll listen on the phone. And don't forget, I'd ask you again that the catalogs are in. We've had them about a month now. I've got a few of them left. If you don't have a current call to decision a catalog, you call tomorrow and say, I want a catalog. I'll send it to you, no charge. We'll pay everything, postage and everything, because I know you want one to see what you can buy from us. You can call the toll-free number if you don't have a long distance at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. And we're offering the article that I'll probably read to you hopefully next Wednesday when I'm on by myself again. Got me a lot of hot water back in 1993 or 4 when I read on the air about the gay manifesto and how they're going to take over the country, take over the schools, take over the justice system, take over the military. They did it, my friends, while the church sat back and sucked its thumb and waited for the rapture. That's what happened. It's exactly what happened. People got so angry when I said that, though. They threatened to burn down the radio stations on and picket the radio station. Never happened. But they threatened to do that. So if you want a copy of that, folks, just call and say, I want a copy of it. Send me a few bucks for a postage, $3, $4, $5, whatever you can do. We will get that out to you. And you make all the copies you want. I hope you will. And pass this out to people all around you. People need to see that this is something that wasn't just happened. This was planned many, many, many years ago. And prayer request tonight from Mick. Y'all know Mick in Mexico. Mick and his wife, Johnny, both of them need prayers. And Mick's having some water problems now for, gosh, 2 or 3 months. Can't seem to get it fixed. And people promised going to come and do it, haven't showed up. But keep Mick in prayers. You know, he's not a wealthy man. He struggles long to try to keep bills paid. But he's doing his best. And so let's just keep in your prayers. The Lord will touch his heart and give him joy and peace and get him through this I guess you say, mess, if you know what I mean. So do that. And we just want you to know that your prayer requests are welcome here anytime. If you want to have the world praying for you folks, you mention who you are and what you want to pray about. Or don't even give me a name. Just tell me what's about. Just tell me you want prayer. We'll do the best we can to ask people to pray for you and let our Father in heaven intervene for you. Now, to set up tonight's program, we're going to talk to a guy tonight named Cody Wilson. I don't think you've ever heard another preacher anywhere on radio or in church ever discuss what we're going to discuss tonight. I'm serious. We're going to tell you tonight how you can manufacture your own guns. Now, they're going to come and get your guns, folks. That's going to happen. All these so-called mass shootings are not by accident by any means. How they're getting it done, are they brainwashing people to do these things? I wouldn't doubt it. On drugs, maybe to make them do it? I wouldn't doubt it. But this is happening, as 9/11 happened, to take away more freedoms, take away more of your rights. But you have to come to understand one thing, my friends and brothers and sisters. It is not your right to own a gun. It's your duty, by the word of God, to own a gun and protect yourself and your family. It's your duty. It's not a right. It's far more than a right. A right you can ignore if you want to, but a duty before God, if you're a Christian, you shouldn't ignore. Now, people say, well, now, preacher, you're being very strong here on this issue. Yes, I am, because it's Bible. Numbers chapter 1, where they got the idea for the militia in America. Nehemiah chapter 4, God told the returning Hebrews to Judah to go rebuild the Jerusalem, said, I want you to carry a gun, carry a sword in one hand and a tool in the other and work on the city wall. But you say, well, God could have protected them. Yes, he could have, but he wanted them to do their part, my friends. He told them to arm themselves. In Luke 22:36, Christ said, if you don't have a coat, don't have a sword, sell your coat and buy one. People say, well, now that you quoted the Old Testament. And Nahum, a listener, called me the other day and said, and Nahum chapter 2 has a very much shorter version of what it says. And it's not in front of me now, but Nahum chapter 2 says, more or less, to keep your armaments up. That's it. That's in your Bible. Nahum chapter 2, verse 1, it says, make sure that your walls are up. Make sure you ready to protect yourself. That's what it says. Now, see, but the people say, well, that's Old Testament. That's been done away with. Well, I know, I understand that. The Son of God come down here to violate all of his Father's laws and commandments. He come down here to make them all void, because he come down here just to teach love and nothing else. He didn't come down here to whip the money changers out of the temple. He didn't come down here to tell you in Matthew chapter 10 that he didn't come to bring peace. He said he'd go by a sword with him. But preacher, that's different. Why is it different? When did God change his mind on his laws and commandments? Now, I'm not talking about everybody says, well, you know, we're not supposed to sacrifice animals now. No, that's not what I'm talking about, and you all know that. You're not that stupid. I'm talking about the moral laws, the laws that God gave us, the commandments to protect ourselves, to defend our families, to feed ourselves, to glorify him. So don't give me this stuff that Christ wouldn't carry, a weapon. When he comes back a second time, folks, he'll be carrying a weapon that's going to wipe out millions of people. And he's not coming back to be slaughtered on the cross again. He's already King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Come back next time as a king, ruling king. And believe me, folks, it's going to be a sad day for lots of people. So let's get out of this. Let's get out of this mamby-pamby, Jesus, wishy-washy, lovey-dovey, soft-handed individual that would never offend anybody. He just loved everybody. Of course, they crucified him because he didn't offend them, right? You know that. You know that's a stupid statement. They hate his guts because he tore down the playhouse. So if you're out there tonight and talking about guns offends you, turn the radio off and go watch, I don't know, Lower for Nanny or something. Go do something else. You know, go pretend like nothing's happening. That's just the way it goes. Christ did not come down here to change his Father's commandments. He came down here, he said in Matthew 7, to fulfill those commandments. You do with them as you want. I'm going to preach the Bible. And I'm going to teach the Bible. Now, I don't need a right to protect myself, have a duty to do so. But they're going to keep pushing this with these mass shootings that are definitely being caused by those who want to disarm us. You can take that to the bank, folks. They're not just happening by accident. They're happening on purpose. They're going to keep doing that until gun laws are passed to take away your so-called assault rifles. You know, I got to say this, and I got to get to a guest. Biden said that AR stands for assault rifle. I'm serious. If you know anything about the AR-15, that's the name of the manufacturer. But he's AR, assault rifle. And, the black lady idiot that's in Congress, I can't remember, my mind's going blank on that, said, well, that shoots a 50-caliber bullet. You know, weighs heavier than four boxes. I don't know what boxes are, why, I don't know, but it's what she says, what she said. And I'm thinking, these people are voting to try to disarm me, a law-abiding individual who has never, ever had to shoot anybody yet, but I do carry a gun. I don't want to shoot anybody, and I want everybody out there to know that I do carry a gun, so I won't have to shoot them. How's that? Colt made the equalizer. When he made the equalizer. He made it so anyone, whether 5'2" or 6'8", that equalized the battle and come right down to it. And protected the innocent more than anything else. So without any further ado, we're going to go to our guest tonight, and I hope I didn't bore him to sleep. Let's bring up Cody Wilson. Cody, are you there?
Howdy, Pastor Butch.
Hope I didn't bore you too much with that.
No, man. I get it. I understand it.
Well, you know, it's just, I get frustrated, Cody. I'm only a man. I'm not perfect in any way. But I get frustrated with people who want to use Christ as an example as a reason not to stand up for what's right and not do what the Bible commands. They want to use Christ as an example that, well, we're not supposed to ever be violent. We're not supposed to do these kind of things. Christ wasn't violent. Well, I think he took a whip and beat the money changers out of the temple. I think it's pretty violent myself. He came back again. He's come back with a sword in his mouth to destroy millions of people. So don't tell me Christ isn't a warrior. He's ahead of his army, and that's us. So I want to make it very clear where I stand. I don't want anybody to guess where I stand on this issue. I want them to know that I stand four square behind the common man's ability to defend himself equally, even with the military. Ooh, well, our founders, folks, were armed like the military. They even had cannons in the villages. They come not only take away their rifles, but their cannons and armaments they kept in the village. They come and take them. That's when the war started. But that's just the way it is. You know, and I say in Nahum chapter 2, verse 1, it says, Keep the munition. They said that meant keep the walls up. Keep us afraid to fight. Keep the munition. That didn't change. God didn't change his mind on that. Keep your walls up. Defend yourself for the glory of God and for the sake of your family. All right, Cody, I apologize. I get fired up on this issue because I get so sick these mammy-pammy Christians tell me I'm too radical with this issue. But now you tell us about who you are, what you do, then we'll get into some questions.
Sure. Well, I'll say first off, thanks. My name is Cody Wilson. I run a company called Defense Distributed in Austin, Texas. And we invented most of the first generation of 3D printed gun technology and content, the way that people can use printers and other digital technologies to make guns at home. I want to say, though, before we get into that, I think maybe your listeners will agree, what you're saying, you know, about being both a Christian and a gun owner is certainly consistent with a long, you know, many generations tradition of political culture, both in this country and in Europe, although not anymore. So, you know, for centuries, Christians and classical Republicans understood these things together. They understood that having a Christian republic almost by necessity meant being armed. So, you know, you're definitely not out on your own, and I think our country, especially of all countries in the world, was founded by people, both the founding fathers and the common people, who understood things in these terms. You know, it's a duty to be armed, and specifically a duty in Christian time.
Well, you know, how did you get started in this? What prompted you to try to do this? I know that's not politically correct anywhere you go, man. Well, most places, you probably shunned in some places. But what made you decide you want to do this?
Yeah, I shunned a little bit, and just because we can't avoid cultural civil war anymore on any issue. And, you know, it's very difficult to get business services and stuff for what we do. But look, when I was, let's see, I'm 35 now, maybe 10 years ago is when I really got going with this. And it was Obama was in office, and I realized, wow, you know, the Republicans aren't really strong enough as a political party to actually defend the right to keep and bear arms. I didn't trust Roberts on the Supreme Court. I didn't really think we'd get any new major developments after the Supreme Court decision Heller. I ended up being wrong about that. We had a great Supreme Court decision last year called Bruin, but you know, I didn't believe that would happen. And I saw these states disrespecting our gun rights, even if the feds weren't able to overcome them yet. So I realized, you know, the real American answer to this is a tradition of helping people make their own guns and making sure that they'll always be able to do that. So I just took that idea and new technologies like 3D printers, which are just coming to market. And I made sure to show people that you can use 3D printers and other machines to make guns and gun parts.
Well, you know, many years ago, a dear friend of mine passed away some years ago. Give me a bearing in a race. You know what I'm talking about. It's, folks, you know what it is. It's ball bearings inside a circle that they run inside around. It was a bearing in a race of what it goes inside of. A 3D printed bearing in a race. Now, it was made out of metal. It was a fiber.
Mm-hmm.
But I was so fascinated.
Mm-hmm.
I took it to the Bible study and showed it to them. I said, "This, they can do this right now. They can make this bearing in a race 3D printed." Since then, now they're building 3D printed houses. Somebody built a 3D printed rocket ship. They're doing things now that they can make on their own, basically. And the cost, of course, is way down compared to buying something already manufactured by steel and whatever else it is. So when you started doing this, you were doing this basically to help a poor man and everyone stay freer with their ability to defend themselves without government interference?
Yeah, I wanted to make a political point, too. You know, gun control was being debated on Capitol Hill at that time. This was like early 2013. And I wanted to show in the middle of that conversation, you know, they thought they'd get universal background checks, all this stuff. They still haven't managed to get that. So we wanted to display, demonstrate that, you know, actually the new technologies and the internet would mean, you know, you'd probably be able to make a gun or a gun part no matter what anybody said in the United States or not. And of course, that's always been true, but it's like new technologies and the internet mean, it's become even easier than it's ever been. So I wanted to show that as a political point. But, of course, you only get to make that point if what you do is real and actually helps people and people can download and use it.
Well, now, when you start doing this, did you start building your own first to see how it worked?
Yeah, that's exactly what we did. I didn't know anything about 3D printing. And, frankly, I didn't know too much about guns. But, you know, you recognize what your limitations are. Like, okay, most 3D printers use plastic, you know, different kinds of plastic. And, okay, most guns can't be made out of plastic, so you have to kind of learn about gun engineering and what can and can't be made on a 3D printer in a gun for that gun to work. And then we realized over time, let's say over like 6-9 months, we tested a bunch of things like magazines and AR-15 receivers and things like that. And we realized, okay, we could probably build, you know, an entire pistol. And yeah, we just taught ourselves how to do it. And that's another point. Like anybody can pick up and learn these technologies. You don't have to go to school for this kind of stuff.
Well, now, what kind of materials can you use a 3D printer for to make a functioning firearm?
Well, a lot of work has been done in 3D printing, especially in the last like 20 years. So there's lots of different kinds of resins and plastics. Those are kind of predominant. But then there's also, gosh, there's ceramics that you can use in 3D printing, and even there's types of metal 3D printers, which are very expensive. But to answer your question, I mean, you can 3D print anything just because it's a technique. So there's many kinds of ways to do it. But the most affordable ways to do it are with these very inexpensive 3D printers that use different types of plastic. So the kinds of guns you can make are...
I'm sorry, go ahead, please.
No. Well, you carry, right? So maybe you carry...
Yeah, I carry a Kel-Tec. I carry a Kel-Tec 30-round 22 mag.
So both the grip and frame of that Kel-Tec are probably a polymer of some kind.
They are polymer, yes.
Mm-hmm. And probably the magazine is largely polymer.
Yes, very light. So. It don't weigh, but probably 8 or 9 ounces, maybe 10 ounces, very light, 30 rounds, a lot of firepower, and a very comfortable mm-hmm. pistol carry because you don't even feel it on your, you don't even feel it on your belt. That's how light it is.
So in the case of a Kel-Tec handgun or similar guns, you know, like a Glock or a SIG handgun, you could easily and cheaply print the receiver, or in this case, the frame of that handgun, which includes the grip, includes what holds your lower parts kit or your trigger parts kit in the gun. You would not typically print the slide or the barrel of that gun. Those things should most likely be metal. And this is what we see in real life on the internet. People will print parts of guns like your Kel-Tec or the magazines using the technology that they have. But more sophisticated people with more expensive printers, like I remember a company here in Austin, they use a metal printer to make every single part of a 1911 handgun.
Wow.
And it
functioned well? It functions well?
It did. They admitted there had to be a lot of hand fitting, but if you know anything about building 1911s, you have to do hand fitting anyway, even when you get factory parts. But yeah, to prove a point, they showed that, yeah, in fact, you could make every single part of a 1911 with metal sintering, which is a different 3D process.
So the ones that you manufacture, are they made out of the polymer?
We support and share files for everything. So a big part about what I do, we have one of our websites is called defcad.com. You can go there and you can get models, files, blueprints for everything, for the 1911 like we discussed, or for 3D printed frames, for Glocks and things like that. So what you end up finding is there's a lot of people working at both ends. So maybe you have a printer which can only print certain kinds of parts. Okay, you know that you would only get certain files, but you can work on anything you want and have models for anything you want. So maybe one day you'll go into business, you'll buy a machine shop. You know, you can have models to make guns at different levels with different pieces of equipment.
Well, now, is all this have to be licensed or monitored by the ATF?
This is the best part of all we do and why I do it. No, the federal government does not regulate what people, what private American citizens do with their own time when they make guns. So none of it's regulated. It's never been regulated. That's what's very American about it. You know, the revolution itself was fought by patriots, Christians, who largely built their own guns. The era of mass manufacture of firearms didn't really begin until the late 1800s. So, you know, this is a nation whose history is both Republican in its traditions, but also very oriented towards the people's militia, you know, the people's army.
True, yes, and yes, yes, yes.
The people are expected, like you mentioned in the biblical scriptures and other texts and time, the people are expected and trusted to be armed themselves. So, you know, that's kind of what we do here. And the laws still show that. You can tell that the country itself, our country under Joe Biden, our federal government, isn't very friendly to this idea. It doesn't like it. It's an inconvenient, you know, situation and truth. But to date, they've not been able to regulate it. And, you know, they try. But as long as I think we have divided government, it'll be very difficult for them to control it.
Well, now, so how long have you been doing this now? How long have you been working with this?
I've been doing it professionally for about 10 years now.
10 years. And how's the growth rate?
I would say the growth of the culture is very, very good. It's very successful. There's many, many people that do this stuff now because the 3D printers are very affordable. You know, there's a lot of printers from China now. You can buy them on Amazon. There's a lot of websites which help you get started. It definitely wasn't that way when I got started because we had to start it. So in that sense, it's very popular and it's working. But in another sense, it's kind of difficult to make money in the space. So there's not a whole lot of, like, commercial, you know, like our gun industry, and you could say, like, the NRA and these kinds of organizations, they still don't quite know what to make of it because there's not a lot of money at stake. And so there's not a lot of interest groups who know what to think about it.
Well, now, you mentioned we can make – I can make the butt and the frame out of this – out of the polymer with the printer – but I probably buy the barrel and the receiver somewhere online. Now you can buy those parts separately, can't you?
Yeah, that's right. Like, the best part about the U.S. gun market is especially for popular handgun designs and rifle designs like the AR-15. All that stuff is no longer patented. So everybody and their dog makes some version of it. It's very easy to find, you know, related and compatible components that can interchange with each other. So, and I'm only using the example of the AR-15 because it's the most popular, but you can, you know, you can go to Brownells, you can go to, gosh, there's so many websites where you can find AR-15 components, Palmetto State Armory. I mean, and so often what we see is when people 3D print guns or make 3D printed projects, they'll print for things that you have a lot of selection and options for buying components, like Glocks and AR-15s.
Well, let's say I want to make a frame for a Kel-Tec, build the frame of polymer. What we're looking at, not counting the 3D printer, material-wise, what are we looking at money-wise, roughly?
It's negligible. It's negligible. I'm saying, you know, $15 of material, you know, $30 of material.
Really?
You could probably get... Oh, sure. And you could probably get multiple builds out of just that $30, depending upon what you print. So it's totally negligible. And the time has recently improved. You know, just 4 or 5 years ago, it might take you 12 hours to print that frame. That was the most expensive part. But now I would say that's about 3 to 4 times faster with the latest 3D printers on the market. They've become much faster just in the past 2 years.
So if I bought that and printed it, and I bought the receiver and the barrel online, we're looking probably $200 for the whole thing.
Yeah, depending. You know, some gun parts are becoming much more expensive after COVID. Although I see prices going down too. So, but all told, yeah, for a few $100, you've printed a gun privately, right? And the regulated part most often on these guns is the part you print. So there's no serial numbers on it. You buy your own barrels and slides. And so you've kind of done the best of both worlds. You've bought some things, you've made some things yourself, and now you have a gun which is reliable, you know will work, and nobody knows about it.
And that's very true, and you know the ins and outs of it because you made it.
Yeah, you definitely have more confidence and more involvement in your gun culture, right? Like, it's convenient for these liberals and everybody to... after World War II, to make us think that our only contact with our gun culture in this country is just as consumers. Oh, you know, we go to the big box store and we buy a gun. Well, the tradition is much richer than that. You know, the American rifleman of Pennsylvania and, let's say, Virginia of the 1790s, he made every single part of his gun.
Yes, he did.
You know, and he made it for other people, and he won wars with that gun. He won the West and settled the continent. And we hear stories of, like, men at the Alamo and other times in American history where the people, the enemies are just blown away because the Americans in those conflicts had such expertise with their guns. And often
yes.
This is because they grew up with them. They made them themselves.
They become part of them. I knew that from a young boy with a certain rifle I carried. I could point my finger the same way shooting a gun. Folks, back at the break with your phone calls, I promise. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Don't go away.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the man of foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSG. Give the man a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wildcrafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Alrighty, folks, we're back, and I know people tonight are probably shocked. There's a preacher on the radio talking about making guns. I don't talk about it, folks. I have them, and I use them. I practice with them. I won't say I'm an expert. I was once one time I was younger, a very good shot. As you get older, things change a little bit. But you keep up the practice, you stay in some kind of shape to do these things. And we're talking about 3D printing your own guns. And I'm very interested in doing this. I'm probably going to try this one day. I may go out and see Cody and let him tell me how to do it and watch him make a couple of them, because I think this would be a fantastic thing to do to keep what you have private. I don't buy registered guns. You say, you're breaking. No, I'm not breaking the law. I don't have to buy registered guns. I can buy them from neighbors, friends. I can sell them if I want to. It's nobody's business yet. But I promise you, my friends, brothers and sisters, they're coming to take away your means of self-defense. They've already destroyed us spiritually. They've already destroyed our protection spiritually. They've turned us into a bunch of, as a whole nation, a bunch of heathens, a bunch of criminals. And now they're coming for the last vestige of any way to defend ourselves. The right, the duty to have arms to defend ourselves has been taken away from us if we let it happen. And I've been around people long enough to know. I was a honorary colonel in the militia many years ago. Went to meetings in Kentucky where there 600 people showed up armed and said, "We're ready to fight." When their leader was arrested, all of them scattered but one guy and me. That's what will happen if they outlaw the guns. But most of them turn them in because they're afraid they'll break the law and go to jail. Or they're big talking as long as they can do it and everybody pats them on the back or ignores them. But I know from experience, in actual place where battle lines were drawn in wars. But big talk of man with the first one turn around and leave. So I don't go much on talk. I go on action. So this is what I'm talking about tonight. Printing guns that you can have for your own use. Print them for your family. Whatever you want to do with them. Now, we're going to take phone calls a minute. I promise, folks, we'll take phone calls a minute. We'll get Tom and all of you. Just go and give us a call at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. So let's say that I want to print an AR-15. And you said there's a site online. You can find that. What was the name of that site again?
Oh, sure, yeah. I'm giving examples of our websites. This website we were talking about is called ghostguns.com. And it's because these liberals like to call a gun that you make yourself a ghost gun. It's part of their campaign to scare people into not doing it. But we just say, you know what, yeah, that's a good name for it, ghost guns, that's good. So you can go to ghostguns.com, and then you can see what a lot of the popular kit gun builds are that use 3D printing. So just on that homepage there, you can see a whole lot of things. Some of these things are mostly 3D printed. Some of them are maybe only half 3D printed. And so it gives you an idea of the range of projects you can get involved in.
Well, you mentioned one kit called the Orca.
Yeah. This guy is named Hoffman, and his effort was to see how much of an AR-15 you could print right now, all told. And on ghostguns.com on the homepage, you can see this Orca AR-15 build kit. This guy has, it's not the prettiest gun, but this guy has shown that you can print the upper receiver, the lower, the stock, handguard, and a lot of the barrel system. Of course, not the barrel itself, not the bolt. But this is the most 3D printing on an AR-15 I've seen in 10 years. And I was the one that first started printing AR-15 parts. So I'm not saying you'll be able to 100% print an AR-15 in your home one day, but you can get pretty close.
Well, you can buy the other parts. You said they're not at all licensed or controlled. So you still, the chem materials and all, I still think you could probably build a pretty decent little rifle with $300-$400.
Oh, for sure. Let's say you go to PSA. I'm saying Palmetto State. You know, you can just buy a simple barrel kit. They make those things in and out all day long. You know, buy a bolt, buy a magazine. You're very close. You print the rest yourself. I mean, it's getting towards like that. Maybe find a buffer tube kit. You know, a buffer spring. These things are pretty simple. And you know, you end up learning more about the AR-15 when you do that.
Of course,
a lot of people have learned about the AR-15 since the 2000s and the expiration of the assault weapons ban. And it's just a fun gun to build yourself, whether you print any of it or not, because every part of that's customizable and you can interchange the different modules on it. It's like Legos, you know?
Yes. That makes sense. An AR-15, by the way, folks, is a fun gun to shoot. When I went in the military in 67, we had M16, basically the same thing, same round. And they were fun to shoot, but they weren't very reliable in dirty situations where they got dirty or gritty in them. They wouldn't operate too well. But the AR is a lot of the same mold, and they're very light recoil, relatively cheap to shoot compared to what most ammunition is today. And you can buy the full metal jackets at a pretty low price to practice with, and that they're a blast to shoot. Like I said, light recoil, light to carry, and I recommend anybody. I really do. So we're looking at a printer that could make one of these. Look at what a printer would be, $300-$400.
Sorry, I was on mute there. No, I mean you're doing even better than that. If you want a bestseller printer for standard material on Amazon, I mean you're looking at less than $200.
And then that would print the blueprint out for you?
Yeah, a lot of these projects are standardized on Chinese 3D printers because these are the most kind of open source, and they're the most, let's say, there's the least like patents and stuff on these things, so that most people can get a hold of them. And so what I'm trying to say is, man, for $200-$300, you're going to have the standard experience, and you can print the widest amount of things that are out there on the internet.
And that's a one-time outlay, too. From there on, you can build some more, can't you?
That's right. And then, of course, as you get accustomed to the to the culture of 3D printing. You learn more, and then you maybe modify your printer or upgrade it in certain ways. You know, you can buy more expensive printers as you learn. So yes, it's a one-time expense, but also you probably will find yourself getting more and more invested in the technology, and therefore spending more money.
Well, what a wonderful way, though, to provide family and friends with something that you really couldn't afford to buy off a store. Once you get set up, you could build your grandson a 22 rifle, perhaps, or a 22 pistol, or something along those lines. Folks, this, to me, is a fantastic idea, and I'm looking into it very deeply myself. And let's take a phone call from Missouri. Let's talk to Tom. Tom, come on in. Welcome.
Yeah, I was wondering what you're going to shoot with a gun made out of paper and ink.
No, that's not made out of paper and ink, but it's a good question. Go ahead.
Well, that's all that printers can print. This man is the biggest liar I ever...
Well, listen to that.
Oh,
I mean,
he is serious.
He is serious. That's sad.
I do too.
I'll
be listening. I want him to Google. I hope he'll Google 3D printed guns and this technology. And maybe it's a lack of internet. I don't know. But you know, I'm speaking on 10 years of experience here. This technology was pioneered in the 1970s and 80s. You know, by large companies.
Well, I've seen 3D printed materials. It's not made of paper and ink.
No, I know. There's a misconception here because a lot of this technology ended up being called 3D printing. But well before it was called that, it was called other things like rapid prototyping. And the machines were called rapid prototype machines, and they were done with photopolymers and all this stuff. It sounded very high-tech. But I think, you know, maybe 20 years ago, people began to call them different things. And so now there's a confusion. Well, you know, how can you print anything? Well, it's still like printing because it ends up using a lot of the same technology. So instead of putting ink out of one of those little print heads like you've seen in your printer at home, it extrudes plastic. And that plastic is warmed up, molten in the case of FFM printing, but then it cools off and it becomes a solid. And that solid has three dimensions. You know, it's not just a layer of ink.
Right, right. And well, not only that, they're building houses now out of printers. I mean, with concrete. I'm serious.
Exactly.
And Tom, look it up online.
It's the same idea.
Don't take our word for it. Look up online. They're building houses that are not paper and ink. They wouldn't stand up. They're building houses and apartments with printers, livable homes. So this is all for real. I'm sorry, upset Tom. I hope he's still listening because I'm sure Tom's a fantastic guy. He just never didn't want up to knowledge on this, up to par on what's going on with the printers.
Good.
And folks, if you want to call, lines open 844-769-2944. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, if anything, it speaks to how kind of, you know, it really is kind of out of left field and it feels like science fiction. You know, I get that. But unfortunately, there's been a lot of developments in this technology in the last 10 years especially. So, you know, there's a lot of media about this. There's a lot of stuff you can look up online, YouTube, whatever. You know, no, this is definitely not a hoax.
Well, you know, and I do understand Tom's position. I mean, it's hard for me to grasp, too. But it's just... something that he's got to look for himself and find out for himself. We will never, Tom. We will never lie to you, not intentionally anyway. So check it out for yourself.
Hey, let me check it out,
Tom. Call me back in the office tomorrow. I'll be in the office all day tomorrow. And call us 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Tell me what you find out about it. Check it out. Go ahead, Cody.
Well, I was going to say, you know, the government was kind of in the same position when we first started this stuff. They were like, now what? What is it you're doing? And so we were, the Obama State Department tried to shut us down, and we had to sue them in federal court for like 5 or 6 years. I mean, it was really crazy because they didn't want the files on the internet. They thought it violated national security. They thought it was all this. I mean, this was some really serious stuff, and it still is. Like, there's some serious lawsuits at stake. I'm suing the state of New Jersey right now. I'm being sued in the state of Washington. And to your point earlier, you know, like these gun control conversations, this isn't like a fantasy. This is happening right now. That Washington State 2 or 3 days ago just passed a ban on assault weapons and other firearms, and your grandchildren won't be able to possess your firearm, you know, in that state. I mean, it's really dire.
It is dire. And, you know, they call them assault weapons. That's not really what they are. I've never have bought an assault weapon. I can use it for a weapon, but I can a baseball bat also. I didn't buy a baseball bat to hit somebody in the head with. But if I need to, I can use it for an assault weapon. So the people got this idea of assault weapons is something that's really bad and nobody should have them. No, 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 that's not the point. I bought guns to protect myself. I didn't buy them to assault somebody. Unless I'm assaulted, I won't assault them. That's a fair statement, isn't it?
Very fair statement. I think, you know, if we look at the history of the development of that term, the liberal Democrats, the progressives, were very, they were sophisticated with it. They learned that people didn't like the term, and they adopted it from the army. And then they realized if they could label guns with that term, that they would scare people into kind of voting against those types of guns. So their mission since the 1980s has been to label everything they can as an assault weapon.
Yeah, oh yeah. To make everything sound bad and look bad. I know that for a fact. That's happening. It's happening every day now, and they're going to keep pushing for it. And, folks, again, lines open, 844-769-2944. We do try to keep the calls down to one time a week for the listeners. If you call last night or night before, wait next week, call in. But if you haven't called this week, have any questions, comments, please do so. And I think we'll find from Tom here pretty soon. I'm sure Tom is a man of character. He'll be calling the next couple of days apologizing for saying that, calling you a liar, because he'll find he's mistaken. He wasn't lying. Tom wasn't lying. He's mistaken. We all do that. But folks, we got to understand we're in a battle now for what's left. What's left of our liberty. Because we went to sleep at the wheel, because we compromised with the devil, so to speak, we're losing ground every day. And the other side do not care. The other side does not care how many people they have to kill to get their way. They don't care. They already slaughtered 65 to 100 million babies. And they're still killing them every day. And they don't care if they do it at 9/11. They don't care if they do it in Waco. They don't care how they do it. They want their way. They're going to try to force it on us. And these mass shootings will continue. And they'll continue blaming the gun culture. In other words, they'll blame me and you. And for those of us as Christians, especially who stand solid on the moral principles of the Word of God and on the duty to defend ourselves, they'll come for us first. So if you're afraid of what's going to happen, don't get involved. Go back and pretend like the world's okay. Nothing bad's going on. But if you're a man of God and a woman of God, you want to stand for the truth, here's a way to help you do that and get yourself started in the right direction in home and self-defense. And tell us again, Cody, how they can find out more about this. Maybe can they contact you by email or something? How can they find out more about this program?
Well, sure. I would say, I'm a pretty famous guy now. I mean, you can just Google 3D printed guns and see everything that's happening out there. But there are websites like I mentioned earlier, ghostguns.com and defcad.com. That has all the files are there. You can download all the files that are out there on the internet at that one website. And a lot of this stuff is available for free. You know, you can find it on Twitter. Though the social media companies want to censor it, it's still pretty easy to find. So I would just say, you know, start Googling 3D printed guns or go to those websites.
Well, now, are the people out there that you can call to ask questions about how to get started and what to do that get some more details out of?
You know, that's a good question. We have one site called ghostgunner.net. I'm sorry that I have so many little sites here, but and that what we sell there is something a little more advanced than a 3D printer. It's like a mill. And so it deals with metal instead of plastic. And yes, we support customer questions by phone there because, you know, some of that stuff's a little more advanced. So, you know, there are different answers to these questions. You know, in 3D printing specifically, there's just a lot of forums and websites you can go to and people can they'll share instructions or they'll chat with you. In the case of some commercial tools, yeah, one of my companies, for example, has a line for customer support.
Okay. And would they purchase the printers through somebody like you or somewhere else online?
In this case, man, I would say most of the 3D printing purchasing happens online. And, you know, there's email support and things like that. It's the Wild West with the 3D printers, man. Everybody's selling them. Very few people are big enough to offer, like, a permanent phone line.
Okay. So this is kind of a scattered organization right now, just people doing it as best they can to keep up with what's happening. But the growth of it, I would say, really is booming, is it not?
Oh, yeah, definitely booming, especially since 2018. We won a major lawsuit in 2018, and that helped a lot of the files stay on the Internet. And then since 2018 as well, a lot of the printers have been, they've become much more affordable. And there's been all these advances with, you know, like them or not, all these advances with Chinese manufacturing of 3D printers. So they're just so much more affordable than they were.
Well, you mentioned that you've been sued and are being sued. You're being sued right now, and you're suing others. That's got to be expensive. How do you keep all the legal bills paid?
Oh, man, it's so expensive. I mean, the real answer is I can not keep the legal bills paid, but we have the partnership of groups like the Second Amendment Foundation out of Bellevue, Washington. And then, you know, I do enough business with our different businesses I've described on the phone here to where, I do my best to keep up with it. But, you know, in the long run, I won't be able to survive. But, you know, like you said to your listeners, it's a fight, and you have to do it. And that's why I come on your show. I think I'm a friend of all Americans and all Christian-thinking people. I want them to know about this stuff and to join this fight.
Again, and I know you give out several sites here. What would you recommend to be the main site to check this out on, the main one?
I think the best site to go to right now is ghostguns.com. You'll see printers and kits and all this kind of stuff. It'll give you the widest picture of what's going on out there.
All right, and we're down about the last 5-6 minutes here. If I want to start out building a Kel-Tec, and I got the $300, $200 printer, I could do that with that printer and the polymer fabric or material. I could do that with that $300 printer, right?
I have not personally seen a Kel-Tec project, so I can't tell you with a straight face yes or no. But I'll look it up. I would say if there's a Kel-Tec project out there, it's made for your $300 printer.
Okay.
You know about High Point? You know about the High Point pistols?
Oh yes. Oh yes. High Point. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
So
yes.
Here's a good example. I'm saying this is something similar. There is a very popular High Point project out there. You print the frame, and I've seen that built. I've seen that gun work, and you can print that frame on these $200 or $300 printers.
And it functions well.
You know, well is a a certain term. The gun works, and the gun works for, you know, a few hundred rounds. So I would say by most standards, yeah, it functions well. But, you know, it's kind of some of these guns are kind of a joke. You know, it's like, well, am I really going to depend on this gun for my life? You know, maybe not.
But it's a start with something anyway. I know that I watched them online shooting the ones they printed. And some of them fired very well. Some of them would jam one once in a while. But, again, that's all part of the process, learn how to do it, right?
That's right. A lot of the Glock-type guns, they work really well now. And there's been many years of development and many years of, you know, technique and knowledge and different components. So some of those guns are quite serious, and people enter competitions with them and shoot with them.
Wow, that's fascinating. I mean, this is phenomenal, and I so appreciate you taking time with me tonight, because I want people to check this out for themselves. I'm going to check it out, ghostguns.com. And again, for a very small investment, you can get started on something. Maybe it won't be the best when you first start off, folks, but it does take practice, I'm sure. And the more money you got to invest in, a $15 bit of material to get started, you didn't lose all money if it doesn't work the first time. You do it again until you're better at it, like anything else you do. If you weld, it takes practice welding. If whatever you are, your metal cutter, you practice, you have to learn how to do that also. I'm sure this is the same idea. The more you do it, the better you get at it. And that's just part of it. Again, it's ghostguns.com. And to find you on the website, they would go to which website?
Find me? Oh, I'm very findable. You would go to defcad.com or ghostgunner.net. I'm all over, man. But nobody needs to find me. I'm just here to bring the good news.
Okay, folks. His name is Cody Wilson. Check him out online. Cody Wilson. And again, I hope folks like Tom will take a time to look at it. I really do. But I would like to think that people know that I'm not going to bring anybody on the program that I haven't at least looked into at some depth to understand and tell the truth. I'll never do that. So I know from experience, I've seen 3D printers work. I know what they can do. It's fascinating what they can do. But now if you can print a AR-15 in a matter of 4 or 5 hours, the frame, the butt plate, all the things you might need for that, in order to barrel on a boat, you got a functioning gun. You may have to do it two or three times to get it working right, four times, five times. But you got to invest $40-$50 to do that, plus a couple $100 in a printer. It's worth a try. To me, it's interesting. So anyway, I want to thank you for joining us tonight. I do appreciate Cody. And thanks for your time, and thanks for your effort, what you're doing. Thanks for taking on the lawsuits and standing for us in the battle. I appreciate it.
It's my pleasure, sir. And thanks for what you're doing here. Thanks for having me on.
I'll be talking to you again in the future. You have a good one.
Yes, sir. You too.
All righty. Folks, I don't know what to do. We brought it to you. You do with it as you please. Some people may be upset because it brings this kind of stuff on radio, and I say this I love. Frankly, I don't care. I'm going to bring the truth to you. I'm going to give to you the way it is, the way it's said, scripturally and factually. We are losing everything. We're losing ground in this country so fast because the people that call themselves the moral people are keeping their mouth shut and doing nothing. There are days I wish I could do that, but I can't do that. Oh, I can't tell you the times I wish I was off the radio and I'd take time to go fishing. Sit me tied up all day, get ready to do a radio show, doing six of them a week, three of my own and three from Ellie Seastrom, taking care of a Bible study, and doing other things on top of that, obviously. Looking at products to handle, different things. I wish I could say that, boy, this is over, I'm done, I'm going to go hunting or whatever. But I can't. The Lord hadn't set me free from doing that yet. But very few people will stand and tell the truth today. And most of them that won't today seem like they're preachers. If you've ever heard something like this taught anywhere else by a pastor or a preacher, you let me know. I don't know of any. I'm not bragging on me. I'm just saying nobody else is doing it. I don't know why. And folks, if you appreciate this kind of programming, would you help us keep the bills paid? We'd appreciate it very much also. And by the way, excuse my voice. I'm a little bit hoarse, got a little bit of a cold. Been talking all day, so I'm a little bit hoarse right now. But if you can help us keep this thing going, we'd appreciate it. And Jan and Iowa, thanks again for your help, sis. I appreciate it. She's a faithful lady to work with us. She truly is. But we would appreciate your help, especially your prayers, that we can reach people in a godly way and help those who love Christ see more truth and know how to stand. And those who don't know Christ, let them see there is something real about being a Christian. It's not some kind of mamby-pamby, lovey-dovey, fake faith. It's a real faith that motivates men and women to do what's right. Pray for lost souls. Pray for your family and friends. Pray for strength for everybody to stand through this mess that's coming already. It's already here. It's going to get a whole lot worse. Pray for the wisdom on how to do these things as far as doing standing for the Christ in a world that's so insane. Pray for wisdom, instruction, and courage. Went to the dentist yesterday. I was numb. I couldn't talk. I was getting a tooth taken care of. This lady came in there, a young lady. It wasn't a bad-looking lady. She's talking about her wife. I couldn't witness to her because I couldn't really speak. Folks, but I'm here to witness. So are you. I'll see you Monday, Lord willing. Have a great weekend. See you in church Saturday morning. God bless. Bye-bye.
On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.